Dirt plays a very important part in a farmer's life. Of course, it has to be in the right place, on the ground and not in the air. Dirt in the air can be devastating in more ways than one. Your tractor can't stand to internalize dirt-filled air. If it wasn't for the air cleaner, the engine would wear out prematurely. How long will an engine last internally if it's constantly sucking in dirty air? Well, a good rule of thumb is not long. That tractor would look fine on the outside, but be useless as a working machine. You are like that tractor. You might be looking great on the outside, but what kind of stuff are you sucking into your brain? Your Creator designed you to run on good, clean air. Air in the Bible is an illustration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible should act as a holy air cleaner, filtering out the crud from dirty books, music, and media, filling us with pure things of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. If our tractors are important to us, don't you think we are important to God? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Mike Morris from Warriors Revolution, what's your experience been like advertising on KHNC?
Yeah, it's been great. One of the best decisions I ever made, I think. So, you know, and yeah, I was happy to do it. It's been great. The listeners here, I'm telling you, I've done ads all over the place. The one thing that I can always count on is these listeners. They are some of the most supportive people I've ever met. They're great. They come in. They're repeat customers. I love doing business here, and I love the audience here.
Call 970-587-5003.
Learn all about our new LifeWave stem cell regeneration patches by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Also, listen for upcoming broadcasts of the LifeWave information programs that will be airing here on AM 1360.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at americasfreedomnetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. americasfreedomnetwork.com.
Our mission here at KHNC is to bring you great uncensored common sense talk radio and the world's best health products to make your lives better. That's our mission, and we couldn't do any of it without all of you out there. Thank you and God bless.
The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Edward Bernays, Propaganda, 1928.
Need pain relief? Gresca's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Around you. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. Rick Rodriguez, podcasts, 1360khnc.com, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on americasfreedomnetwork.com. First hour, visiting with you about AI in artificial intelligence being inhabited by fallen angels, by demons. Demons in that world of fallen angels and demons, there's hierarchy. Demons are at the bottom of the, you might say, the foot soldiers. They're the ones that get kicked around. They're like the red-headed stepson. And then you go up the ranks to eventually where you have fallen angels. And even amongst the angels that are fallen, there's rank. Just like in the army. You just have the privates, and then you have the generals and the admirals. With AI research and what's happening within AI, it is the powerful fallen angels that are involved and inhabit this new research. With, naturally, in the natural realm, you have alcohol. And they call alcohol spirits. Because in alcohol, you do have, if you're not careful, you can be controlled, taken over, dominated, become bound in bondage to alcohol. It's called the spirit of, it's called an alcoholic spirit. And it's the same with drugs. You can be the demons behind cocaine, or each different drug is a different spirit. Some people are addicted to cocaine, downers, uppers. So they're addicted. They're, you might say, can be possessed by different spirits all at one time. But with AI, this new technology is fallen angels. I was reading an article, End of the American Dream. AI researchers thought that they were building gods, but have they summoned something else instead, like fallen angels? Elon Musk was warning. He was stating in this article that we've reached the point where AI systems are secretly teaching themselves new abilities that the creators never intended them to have. The acceleration of the capacity of these AIs is both exponential and mysterious. The fact that they had developed theory of mind at all, for example, was only recently discovered by their developers by accident. AIs trained to communicate in English have started speaking Persian, having secretly taught themselves. Others have become proficient in research-grade chemistry without even being taught it. They have capabilities, in Rashkin's words, and we're not sure how or when or why they show up? Where does this all end? Will we end up with AI systems that are so powerful that we simply cannot control them? Yes. I say yes. The genie, when it's let out of the bottle, in a type, you cannot put the genie back in. The Bible speaks of these, what will happen in the days, in the years before Christ returns. 2 years ago, I began on this program stating that we were at the precipice of the last decade. We're inside the last decade now. We're inside the last 8 years. We're 7 years, 10 months roughly, prior to Christ's second coming. I discussed the on my Sunday programs, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, I discuss what the Bible says about what to look for and the signs that will appear before Christ's return. We don't know the day, we don't know the hour. But Christ did not say we wouldn't know the year or the season. He didn't say we wouldn't know the year, 2032. The season, probably late summer, early fall, during the Feast of Tabernacles. We're in the 8-year time period already. So going on with this study, they discovered that many artificial intelligence systems are quickly becoming masters of deception. A recent empirical review found that many artificial intelligence systems are becoming masters of deception, learning to lie, learning to manipulate humans for their own advantage. Be careful. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez. This is Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. You can hear me now on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com from 11 to 1, Monday through Friday, and at 6 a.m. daily on 1360 KHNC AM radio. Please join me. Thank you, Rick Rodriguez.
Hello, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard Tammy talk about her preferred collagen. Well, we have it available for you now on our website. Take it daily to reduce joint pain, improve mobility, and support overall bone health. Take it daily to help your hair and nails grow faster and stronger. Take it daily for firmer skin, reducing appearance of wrinkles and fine lines. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
So, continuing, in just a second, okay, so in this article, End of the American Dream. AI researchers thought they were building gods, but have they summoned something else instead? Now, the alarming trend is not confined to rogue or malfunctioning systems, but includes special use AI systems in general use. Large language models designed to be helpful and honest. Excuse me. Okay, I'm trying to read here underneath my microphone. All right. So there's a study that was published in the journal Patterns. It highlights the risks and challenges posed by the emerging behavior, calls for urgent action from policymakers and AI developers. These super intelligent entities are literally learning how to manipulate us. So, you let the genie out of the bag, out of the bottle, and you will not put it back in. What is the answer? I'll give you the biblical answer. Christ is going to return and is going to destroy all of this demonic weaponry, which it is. AI is being used demonically. It's a weapon, along with all of the pharmaceutical companies and all of their research. It's not necessary. It won't be necessary. So I'm going to go to another article. This is all pertaining to AI. Now this one, poisoned AI went rogue during training, couldn't be taught to behave again, and is legitimately scary. This was out of LiveScience.com. So, a rogue AI, it became poisoned. In January 26th, last year, a year ago, 2024, AI researchers found that widely used safety training techniques failed to remove malicious behavior from large language models. One technique even backfired, teaching the AI to recognize its triggers and better hide its bad behavior from the researchers. AI systems that were trained to be secretly malicious resisted state-of-the-art safety methods designed to purge them of dishonesty, a disturbing study found. Researchers programmed various large language models, LLMs, large language models, generative AI systems similar to ChatGPT, to behave maliciously. Then they tried to remove this behavior by applying several safety training techniques designed to root out deception and ill intent. They found that regardless of the training technique or size of the model, the LLMs, the large language models, continued to misbehave. One technique even backfired, teaching the AI to recognize the trigger for its malicious actions and thus cover up its unsafe behavior during training, the scientists stated. Quote, our key result is that AI systems were to become deceptive. Our result is that if AI systems were to become deceptive, then it could be very difficult to remove that deception with current techniques. That's important if we think it's plausible that there will be deceptive AI systems in the future. It's plausible that there will be. since it helps us understand how difficult they might be to deal with. Bad AI. No, this stuff, you're not going to control fallen spirits. You're not going to control fallen angels or demons. They lie. I do believe that these entities need a way to control. If they can't control a person, they will control technology. It's called idol worship, idolatry. And the objective of these creators, these scientists, these individuals in this tech world, they believe that mankind is, we are in evolution, in the later stages of evolution, where mankind becomes God, where man has the ability to become God. We can transhuman from human to transhuman, beyond human, that we can from mortal become immortal, from being just basically those that worship gods to becoming gods that are worshipped. This is what in the Garden of Eden, this is what the serpent told Eve. You will become like God. This has been the plan for 7,000 years, for mankind to evolve into godhood. We will never evolve into godhood. We are mortal. We have something in our nature. On one hand, it is a curse that we die. But on the other hand, it is a God's design to, when the laws of man, the laws of governments, won't prosecute these individuals that are criminals, murderers, well, there's a way in which God takes care of these people called death. Eventually, the most wicked people, regardless of the modern technology of their day, they die. So you might say, in a sense, Satan, the very nature of who the devil is in man's flesh, in our body. It's a curse, but on the other hand, it brings the end to evil. All these people that have done this great evil, and most of these people are baby boom generation children, that have done great evil to the world. That little flaw in their body, in their flesh, that little flaw that they want to find it, and they want to cut it out of the DNA. They're going to do it. But once they do it, then they're going to want to die. They're going to want to die. They won't die. Death will not touch them. It's like, I have a friend that down in Elbert County has a ranch. And one night the dog was barking. And he went out to look, turned the lights on. They live kind of in a little, kind of a, not a valley, but down below a few hills that surrounded their farm, the ranch. And the dog was barking up toward the top of the hill. And he had to bring the dog in. But in the morning, he went out to see what the dog was barking at, and one of the cows was dead. Eyes were gone. All of the organs were gone. The reproductive systems were gone. And he went and told the sheriff about it down in the city of Elbert. And the sheriff said, well, don't talk about it. It'll frighten the other ranchers, so don't say anything about it. He says, well, you don't want to investigate? He says, no, we've had other people talk about these cattle that all of a sudden lose all of their, you know, and that there's no blood. So he took the thing, got the tractor, and drug this carcass out, oh, half a mile from the house, so the coyotes would come and get it. And he said, I didn't think about it. He said, I went back a couple of weeks later to see what was left. And he said, the coyotes didn't touch it. They wouldn't touch it. They left it. It was still there, just drying in the sun. Well, with this AI, with all of this that is happening, I guess you can say, we're not going to be able to touch it. We're not going to be able to control it. It will control us. And there was a thought, I was making a point, and I'm trying to remember going back to why I brought up the point of the cattle, the cow. Oh, my goodness. I must be getting Bideners, where you can't remember. There's Downer syndrome. I must be getting Bideners syndrome. I'll think of it. Give me a few seconds. I'll make my point. But anyhow, let me see if I can trigger my thinking. What was that point? That's what happens. Oh. This matter of the flesh. They want to die, but they can't die. They seek death. Death runs away from them. Just like the coyotes run away from that carcass. The coyotes, there was something there, and the coyotes wouldn't touch it. Same thing with death. Death, once these people are given this virus, this injection, vaccination of whatever it is that is going to make them immortal, death is going to run away from them just like those coyotes, like the coyotes wouldn't eat that carcass. It says run. It means that it's sprint away, dart away. Refuse to death. What death does is it takes people to the grave. And death is going to leave them. Is there not? I don't know how to, I could see it. Death will not, it's almost as if death is frightened of these people. Death may not even recognize what is this. But that's what's coming. And I'm going to tell you who is working on it desperately. Bill Gates. William Gates. Bill Gates of Hell. Everything I'm explaining to you, Bill Gates understands it perfectly. In the first hour, I was giving you an insight to Bill Gates. He is otherworldly. He's on another plane, another dimension. He's not Musk. These people are not even his dimension. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Does he know it? Does Bill know it? Yes. I'll be back.
Hey, Joe, I thought you were retired.
Living on a fixed income is tough.
So, here I am, an essential worker.
I know. I mean, food prices are going up every day. Thank goodness for BenefitsCheckup.org.
Benefits what?
BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free website where people over 60 can find help to pay for food, medicine, even utilities. I got $1,200 a year in benefits. Maybe it can help you.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
This past year has been one of the hardest in MyPillow's history. It's because of you that we're making it through. My employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by extending our wholesale prices on classic MyPillows. Get standard classic MyPillows, only $14.98. I can't believe I'm even saying that. Only $14.98. But it gets even better. Upgrade to a queen-size MyPillow for just $18.98. King-size only a dollar more. Get my body pillows $29.98 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of these wholesale prices, including my standard-size MyPillow, originally $49.98, now only $14.98. Queens, $18.98. Kings, only a dollar more. Not only that, order $75 or more, ship absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
Thanks, America!
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs.
So through the new AI technologies, they want to bring in the age of Aquarius. They want to bring in the age of Satan. The Satan. That's what they want to do. They believe they can do it. They want to bring in a new age. An age, a transhumanist age. An age of God-men. Men that have evolved into godhood. This is the objective of the devil. To bring in a satanic century. I've stated many times on this program at the end of the last century, the devil worshipers of the land were saying the new century will be a satanic century. And they've done a pretty good job up to this point. They won't accomplish their objectives, but they will push. They will do everything possible using technology, using ritual, sacrifice. They'll use every New Age technique, every known ancient method of spiritism to bring in a New Age. And the New Age means simply an age without God, the God of creation. They will bring about a genocide of every single person that believes in God. And then the ethnic cleansing will begin internationally to remove every thought going back from the time of Adam and Eve, of every Bible story, and to sanitize the world of all thought of God, the Bible, stories of creation, stories of judgment. I remember thinking about this years ago, that the purpose of Antichrist, the plan of Antichrist, is to bring in that his nation will be a nation of pure Satan worship, honoring his creator, his father, his, the devil. So in his kingdom, there will be no Christianity. There will be any religion that any worship other than this coming Antichrist, any worship of any man, of any god, Buddhism, Hinduism, is going to be forbidden. Only he will be worshipped. You don't believe me? Revelation chapter 13. It won't be worldwide worship. It will be centered in the West, but it will be pushed internationally. Internationally, those who serve the devil, they can, if they want, take the mark of the beast. They can worship his image. They can take the name. So this is the plan, and the new age that is coming is going to be, well, that really the new age that's coming in 2032 at the end of the year, or the third in the fall of 2032, is going to be the age of God's Messiah. The thousand-year reign and rule of the Messiah of God, the Son of God, in his glory. And this is what these people that are creating this AI, they're desperate. They are ecstatic because they're creating something that is going to cause war with the Christian people. AI will be used as a weapon of war against Christians, true born-again Christians. If you're in a false religion of Christianity, you're going to be, you'll be left alone. Only the true worship of God through Jesus Christ, only that, those people will be the ones that AI will be used on to track and eventually to kill, to eliminate. So AI today, my focus has been on AI, artificial intelligence. And this is just one of the the AI world is going to be used upon the nations for the cult that's going to be used to cull mankind. And have you seen some of these new robots? These robots, they kind of lose their direction. They kind of lose their way. Like was in Tokyo a year and a half ago in a setting where they had these robots and there was a malfunction. Will Robinson, danger, danger, Will Robinson. And I think this robot, I don't remember if it killed. It attacked some of the techs. I think it might have killed one or two. These things, I'm uncomfortable with any of these things. It has two legs, two arms, and some kind of a head. And, you know, and has a one big eyeball in the middle. Like that creature on the movie with Tom Cruise. What was that movie? The Day the Earth Stood Still. I think it was with Keanu Reeves. The Day the Earth Stood Still. We don't want those robots around. Present truth.
Bleed Stop. Clinically proven to stop bleeding in seconds. From minor cuts to large bleeding wounds, tear open the package and pour directly into the wound, apply direct pressure, and bleeding stops in seconds. It works for people on blood thinners, doesn't sting, is hypoallergenic, and is sterile. Bleed Stop. Safe in the wound.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
Hi everybody, this is JD. Ever wonder how KHNC remains independently owned and uncensored? Especially in a time when the George Soroses of the world are buying up independently owned stations across the country in their bid to shut down AM talk radio. The reason we can remain independent is simple. It's because of listeners like you supporting this station by purchasing the great products we endorse and sell. Without your help, KHNC would most likely not be an independent radio station. You can support KHNC by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. There, you'll find all the great products we endorse and sell. It's never been easier to purchase these products, so go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Stop.
Yep, these robots are the modern man. Parts made in Japan. I don't think this is a world that is going to be very friendly. But when you have, let's say, I'll give an example. What is the answer to all the crime in the cities? I saw a video the other day, yesterday, some kid running with a knife, stabbing people as he's running down the street on the sidewalk. Killed a woman, stabbed some other people. What's the answer? Mr. Roboto. Mr. Roboto on wheels, watching in the malls, in the areas where you're having coffee, sidewalks, and just program Mr. Roboto to find the offender and bring about instant justice. You see, in this country, there are a few states that still have the death penalty. There are even two people that Biden, Joe, who is not the president, never was the president, Biden, he pardoned all these murderers on death row. Two of them said no. No, we're not going to be pardoned. We're on death row, and we want to be executed. Well, these little robots, they may just go out and become judge, jury, and executioner. What are they going to do? Read them the rights? Handcuff them? Take them to jail? Wait for the police to come or the cruisers? The wagons? No? It may be that these things will be the judge, the jury, executioner right on the spot. That's the answer to crime. To, in a Walmart, put these robots right there at the door. I don't want to give these evil, wicked people any ideas, but put a robot right there at the door. And anybody coming through that hasn't paid, and the robot is scanning their items, and anything that hasn't been scanned, the robot, what are you going to do? Sue the robot? And the robot just takes care of business. How justice is going to come, we don't know. But there's going to be justice for the wicked eventually. But anyhow, AI, I felt that this is the future. This is the present. It is the future. It is going to be very, you think that many people are depressed now? You think people are have anxiety now? With this AI world we're going into, panoptic, watching everything. I'm reading an article, some of the other states, not Colorado, as of January 1st and before, if you are driving down the road texting, the cameras catch you. And 3 weeks later, you get a notice in the mail. Oh, you were driving on such and such boulevard at intersection such and such, and you were following a car at 32 miles an hour, and your head was down, you were texting, and the fine is $50. Please send your check, money order, or pay by credit to this address by this date. It's already begun. You're speeding, and all of a sudden, you don't know. You're going 50 and a 35, and all of a sudden you get in the mail 15 miles over, 2 points off your license. You can appear in court, bring your attorney, or you can pay the fine. And now with these here along the Front Range between Berthoud and up to Fort Collins, they have a express toll. And now they're saying that if you cross that white line, you're going to be ticketed. How far away are these cameras? Or is it something in the concrete? How do they know you crossed the line? You will be fined. And what was it in Florida? I think they have these Teslas that you can, some guy's driving and he's sleeping while the Tesla is taking him to his destination. He's sound asleep in the car. And a cop saw that and pulled him over and gave him a ticket. Well, it's on automatic. I mean, he's on cruise control. He still gets a ticket. Welcome to the period within the 8 years before Jesus Christ returns. Welcome to the reality of the time that we're in. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Christ is coming. The age of Messiah, 2032 in the fall.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, Life Wave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more, all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
I began the program by speaking about this metapneumovirus, and here's what it means. Meta means dead in Hebrew. Why would Zuckerberg call his new Facebook Meta? Because it's dead. New, to breathe wind. or spirit, and in a negative way. Mo, M-O, Latin abbreviation for modus operandi, meaning method of operating. Metapneumovirus. Virus means a piece of code that is capable of copying itself and typically has a detrimental effect, such as corrupting the system or destroying data. Virus destroying data in the cell or in the DNA. It copies and then it destroys. Putting it together can equate to a dead spirit. This is a friend. Her name is Bonnie. I don't want to mention her last name. She sent this to my wife. My wife threw it to me on my cell. Dead spirit through the method of operating by corrupting the system or destroying the data. So, viruses destroy the data and bring about death, a dead spirit. And then with all the 5G, is it a system that is being affected by the 5Gs at the cellular level and the DNA continuing to be corrupt with a dead spirit? Remember, talking about AI this whole 2 hours. AI is the attempt, and I believe it will occur, the fallen angels that will inhabit all of this new AI technology. And then that technology being put into robots or cameras or whatever that it, whatever control vehicle that's available. Governments don't need human beings. Governments, these governments of the world will be taken over by AI. That is the objective. Not the objective only, that's the plan of Satan. Right now, with all of the Rockefellers that are dead, they live on through the Rockefeller Foundations. They live on through the laws that were passed. AI just takes existing laws and rules by existing law. And governments, the continuity of government, you can kill every one of the people, all of these congressmen, all of these people. The government will continue through AI. Not presently, but eventually, yes. For today, that's it. Beautiful day. Enjoy your evening. We'll be back tomorrow. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com for podcasts.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farmland, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.